بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشعر فضل وشيخ أول رومي وقت بريد الدورة أشعر كي مهود اختصر نور الله مركده فذك كلام يصبح مدينة يشام مدينة دروشي قل اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يصبح مدينة یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ بھلا جانے کیا جام و مینا عالم بھلا جانے کیا جام و مینا عالم تیرا کیف ہے خوش خرام مدینہ تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ایک ہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ایک ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بسم اللہ والصلاة والسلام على رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. It's a beautiful poem of our daughter Sheikh Khadr Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. And from this poem we can see the love, the ma'rifah in the heart of these awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that where they find the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're looking for it in every single place. Whether it be the morning of Madina Munawwara, the evening of Madina Munawwara. People like myself, we don't even look at these things to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says the hadith, قُتِي أُسْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. My banda, go out and look for me, you will find me. But we go out with our eyes upon ourselves, our own takabbur, myself. We don't find anything in the path of Allah, in Madina Munawwara. Allah ta'ala give us those hearts, then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has mentioned, Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina, Mubarak Tujay, Ya Qiyami Madina. That these are the mornings of Madinatul Munawwara and the evenings of Madinatul Munawwara. And what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find and they feel every second, every moment staying in Madinatul Munawwara, because their hearts are open, they want to look. They have left their homes looking for the love of Allah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how they notice these mornings and evenings of Madinatul Munawwara. And our illustrious Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh, explains to us also that the mornings and the evenings, every day we find, we look at the morning and the evening, but we don't even notice. And they say, sometimes look up after you come out from Fajr Salah and look at the documentary of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Many people like nowadays look at documentaries. We see Allah Ta'ala's documentary, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, look at the sun, how I take it out early in the morning. Before the sun could come out, everything was quiet, people were asleep. The phones were ringing, the children were asleep. Just by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking out that wall of fire, everything comes alive in the world. That now the cars begins to start, the curtains are open, the phones begin to ring, children are going to madrasa and school, the traffic will start. Just 5 minutes before this, everything was quiet. And we say also, you 5 minutes later, you're going to get stuck in traffic. Who's controlling all of this? Look at Allah Ta'ala's documentary. Just the mornings and evenings enough for us to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi ikhtilaf al-layli wa an-nahar, Allah Ta'ala says in the changing of the day and the night, you will find these lessons for people of intelligence. For the mornings of Madina Munawwara, the evenings of Madina Munawwara, that how mubarak and blessed you are to be staying in the Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala has chosen you, Allah Ta'ala has given you permission to come to Madina Munawwara. How blessed you are to be in this Mubarak place of Madinatul Munawwara. Another share of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, as if every morning or every day the skies come down and kiss the Pak Zameen of Madina Munawwara and ask that when will you transfer the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to us now. We are waiting for him. But filthy people like myself, Allah Ta'ala permit us to go to Madina Munawwara. Whereas the skies are waiting, malaika are waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have a chance to go there, present ourselves before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Yet ulama ikram explained that we are not going to a Nabi that is dead, na'uzu billah, but he's alive. When we are going there standing before him, he knows our entire portfolio profile. Our amal are presented to him weekly, that we know. He knows everything about us. So how can we go there with other intentions and ulterior motives? حضرت says thereafter, مدینہ کے گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. That in the gullies of Madinatul Munawwara, upon every step a person may take, may it be that as far as your eyes can see, you have the ihtiram, the respect for Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Wala teaches us also, when you're going to Madinah Munawwara, we shall be saying, Hazrat Wala, how he walks to the haram. Allahu Akbar. That we find that when they go to Madinatul Munawwara, their maqsad and their purpose and their heart is only inclined towards one place. Once you are in Madinatul Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala gave us to be there.
And we ask also, Haji Naqqada Sahib Dhamma Barakatuhu, that sometimes you go to the Haram of Madina Munawwara, we have in our heart that we look for some abdal, some waliya for Allah. Hazrat Mirza said, ye to be'adbi hai. Ye sabse bara buzuk wahan hai roza mein. Uske baad baitho. The biggest buzuk, the biggest wali of Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nearest to him. Don't go around looking for other people. He says, by the way, somebody is next to you, ask that person, you feel he's a pious person, ask him for du'as. But don't leave the roza and go around Madinah, the haram looking for people. So the ihtiram and the respect of Madinatul Munawwara, how to sit there, how to conduct ourselves. As I wala say, sometimes you go to the hotels, they don't have the low pan toilet, you have to use a high pan toilet. But that also we make tawbah, ya Allah. This is not the sunnah tariqah. Allah forgive us, sometimes we are asking also when it comes to accommodation, is the breakfast included? The breakfast also, we're sitting there, as I mentioned one time also, one of Hazrat's friends went for Umrah, and he said, I sat there at the 5-star breakfast and I thought to myself, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have food in his house. And I'm asking now how many course meal it is. I made tawbah, I went back to my room and had the simple breakfast in my room. The ihtiram of Madinatul Munawwara, how to conduct ourselves, Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq. And what the Allah Wala is fine sitting in the haram of Madinatul Munawwara, Madina, 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 to sing the words, just to sing the name of Madinatul Munawwara, to mention it. As they say, Bara Lutf Desa hai, Name Madina. Just taking the name of Madina Munawwara causes enjoyment in the heart. What sweetness goes through the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us hearts like that. When we take the name of Allah, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the sha'air of Islam, Hazrat teaches us also the ihtiram of the name of Madina Munawwara. Hazrat said, don't they say Madina? This is Madina Sharif, Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mu'azzama, Quran Sharif. These are all sha'air and all the salient landmarks and marks of Islam. We give due respect to it also. This is the ihtiram of it. نکاح میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. That person will find in his heart the message that comes from Madinatul Munawwara. For him now the kingdoms of the world will become zero. There's nothing in his eyes. That for him that message that came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the greatest thing. How to understand, what to understand. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when in the Madinatul Munawwara, once we met in the haram of Madina Munawwara, Hafiz Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. So we asked him for some advice. So he says, you take back home three things, you've taken the whole of Madina Munawwara back home. So I asked, what are those three things? He said, Muhabbatul Rasul. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the everyday activity of Sahaba ikram. That their love increased every day for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They take back with you fikr Rasul. The fikr and the concern of the payam, the message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says the movement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how this made him bashin parishan. And Hazrat Wala in the old age also, the fikr, the concern, every person must understand the payam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how they understood it also. There's a beautiful kitab written by Shaykh Abu al-Hassan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, Mulla Ali Miyah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, called At-Tariqu ila al-Madina. And he writes in there to understand now the eyes of the heart they had. Sitting in the haram of Makkah, Madina Munawwara, he said, I'm a mu'arrikh, that I'm a historian, that I can't help but my heart goes back in time. And how it joins up to present day. So he said, I'm sitting at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I cannot help but my mind races back to time. And he goes into the eye of his heart. And he says, something catches my eye from the left hand side from Babi Jibreel. And he says, I see a group of people coming in. This is now in his mind. But what they enjoy sitting in the haram of Madina Munawwara, we don't even realize these things. So he says, I see from Babi Jibreel a group of people coming in. I look at them, they look like very pious men. And they come to the roda. And they stand there, there's one mutakallim, one person in front. I look at their faces, their mubarak, nurani faces. And he said, I put my ears towards the person who's making salat and salam. And behind him, there are other men standing there also. When I hear salat and salam, and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one Nabi of Allah, may Allah reward you the best of rewards. Just through your one department of nubuwat, of fiqh only. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me Jannah and millions after me. And he thanks Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Uliyun fiqh. So he asked the guard at the door, that this person looks familiar but I can't place him. Who is he? Who's the man with him also? He said, only recognize him, this is Nu'man bin Thabit, Abu Hanifa rahmatul alayhi. With him Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he has come just to thank Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one department of nubuwwat and fiqh only. On that we made our jannat. He said, the second group comes in, and they look even more pious, so to say. And with them now, they are, with that person in the front, there are many others. They come to make salat and salam. He puts his ears and he hears the person in front thanking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for the department of hadith only. So he asked the guard, who is this? So Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari. From Bukhari rahmatullah. With him, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmidhi. They have come just to thank Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for hadith only. Then the group of Mufassireen and the group of the Mujawideen, the Qurra Hazrat, they came to thank Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, save way, Shatbi, and all the great deeds, Mujawideen. This was Qirat only, we made it on Qirat, one department of Buddha, we got our Jannat. They finally, lastly, I find the group of the Mastura coming, the ladies. He said, I listened to their salat and salam. And they thank Nabi alayhi salatu and Nabi of Allah, before you came, we were subhumans. We had no rights. You're treated like animals. You couldn't own property. But when you came on the way of Allah, you gave us izzat. You gave us women's rights. You gave us a share in our husbands in the miras. And what muhabbat you displayed to us, that you lifted us up. We have come just to thank you for this only. Allah, my dear brothers, when you go to Medina Munawwara, what we see and what the awliya see. In the morning of Medina Munawwara, they find the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salam. In the morning and the evening, they find the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sukuna jahatum kaha dundte ho, sukuna jahaya nizami Medina. Hazrat Wala asked that, where are you looking for the sukun and the peace of this world? You'll only find it in the system of Medina Munawwara. You won't find it anywhere else. It's only in the system and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where Allah ta'ala has kept the sukoon of the heart. Only a person now is looking for sukoon where Allah ta'ala hasn't kept it. On soft beds, palatial homes. Once when Harun Sahib was mentioning also that someone invited him to his home. He just had opened his new home. And he said, Hazrat, I spent 30 million on this house. Hazrat says, Allah ta'ala protect you, shouldn't me 30 seconds. Somebody breaks into your house and remove your sukoon. Then your wife will tell you, I want a small apartment now. The sukoon of the heart is in Medina Munawwara. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that what he says, Jombri, the small homes they stayed in. What sukoon they felt, we don't find in our big homes also. The simple food, Hayatul Sahaba, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they say the food that he used to eat, other Sahaba ikram couldn't even digest that food. But the sukoon he found in that. That the princes would come also, and they thought to themselves that possibly he doesn't know about food. When he sensed this, then he took out the entire menu from his mind only. There was this type of food, you can make this, with this ingredients, you can make that. The person was perplexed and he was shocked. That how do you know these things? But your food is so simple. I find sukoon in this. I find sukoon in these things. How many of the governors he sent to Syria also, and he will go and test them. That did they find sukoon in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in other way of life? The only sukoon in that, when he will go to the Sahabi's room, who he appointed as the governor, the first thing he will look for is there any light under the door that's coming out from inside. If there was light already, he failed one sunnat. The door was locked, he failed the second sunnat. So he would knock the door. One Sahabi, he went to, I can't remember the name, he found no light in the house. He knocked the door, and the reply was, come inside, the door is open. Already he knew the Sahabi passed. When he went, he couldn't find him in the darkness of the room, sitting in one corner, feeling cold, trying to cover himself. But they found sukoon in that way of life. Rabbi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left us upon Alal Bayda, upon a clear road. And in that they found complete sukoon in that system of Madinatul Munawwara. Huwa azad akhtar ghamdu wa jahase. Jo ho jaye jib se ghulam Madina. Hazrat Wala says that person, Hazrat Gham, and his concern of both the worlds has made him free. That person now who will find this in his heart, that Gham, that from the heart, from his heart, he will become the ghulam of Madina Munawwara. The person now who will get into his life the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will free him from the gham and the sorrow of this world, of the akhirat also. So whoever will become the ghulam Madina Munawara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him in the qabr also, in the akhirat also. That now he found the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wala tells us also like how the Sus have made watches that are waterproof. The person will find the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now he has in his heart the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah will make his heart also sorrow proof. Allah will take care of his heart. Yes, the ups and downs of life will come, but because his heart is connected to Madina Munawara, as Wala says also, sometimes the heart is wandering throughout the world, sometimes in namaz also, where and where. So let the camera of the heart come to Madina Munawara and stop the camera there. They carry on recording in Madina Munawara. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill their heart with his ma'rifat, with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then whatever may happen in his life, but his heart is connected to the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as we should have it, inshaAllah.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are in this Mubarak period of the year of Rabiul Akhir now. And this was the time, Rabiul Awwal, famous date of the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam really gave birth to everything in this world. Because it comes that lawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq. Not a hadith sharif, not established, but a reality. That had it not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah should not have created the creation. Allah created everything in the sadqa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam's barakat is not confined to Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, but every moment of history is the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the great, great honor that Allah, without us asking, Allah put us in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says, when he is Sayyidul Anbiya, Imamul Anbiya, then Allah made this ummah also the leaders of all the ummah. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, it will be haram for any other Nabi to enter Jannah till I enter. And it will be haram for any other ummah to enter into Jannah till my ummah enters Jannah. And this ummah, it comes in a riwayat that there is a person who works from Fajr till Zuhr. It's a long period, and he gets, especially now in summer, what a long period, and he gets his wages. Another person, group of people work from Zohar to Asr, which is about perhaps half the time more or less, they get their wages. Another group works between Asr and Maghrib, the shortest period, and they get double wages. And that is this ummah. Eh? Just by being in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what great honor didn't Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of great men, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who made Allah's ibadat continuously for their whole lives. And they had very long lives too. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum felt a bit sad that our lives are not so short, even if we have to make our whole life ibadat. So then Allah Ta'ala blessed us with the great night of Shab-e Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And that one night's ibadat not equal to, better than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. And when Allah says better, only Allah knows how much better it is. And then every year Allah grants Laylatul Qadr. Then through the sadqa of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made it that a person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year we can get that. The nights of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, those nights ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. All through the sadqah of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him, our Quran Sharif, Allah made it the greatest kitab. And it contains all the subject matter of all the kitabs, the famous kitabs also, Taurat, Zabur, Injil, and all the other sahih and whatever Allah had revealed, all is in the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala put all that in Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, mashallah, Allah give us tawfiq, and Allah made it Sab'a Matani. That's the 7 ayats which are oft repeated. If we just see from Fajr till Isha, every rakat we read Surah Fatiha. If we are not reading, the Imam is reading on our behalf. But every rakat got Surah Fatiha. And Allah give us tawfiq that if we have to read on our own sometimes, Allah give us always our namazes with jama'at. But in the 3rd and 4th rakat of Faraz namaz, if you don't read Surah Fatiha, also your namaz will be made. But Allah give us tawfiq to read Surah Fatiha. And Ahnaf, the Hanafis, we don't read behind the Imam. In the silent rakat, the 3rd, 4th rakat, or even the other Zuhar, Asr, we don't read. But ulama have written, Iqra fi nafsik. Read Surah Fatiha in your heart. And if we, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if when as long as you are in namaz, Allah is seeing to all your work out of namaz. So Allah put us in namaz. Many times we are in the masjid also, but we are not in namaz. Allah's mercy, Allah will accept inshallah. But the reality that to be in namaz, and one of the easiest way to be in namaz, we just read Surah Fatiha in our hearts, don't move our tongue, don't move our lips or anything, but just in our heart. And Allah give us tawfiq, it shouldn't be too much of a, and inshallah all of us know the meaning of Surah Fatiha. And if we try and read more also, what ulama have written. One tafsir, how many volumes just on Surah Fatiha is written. So what material Allah Ta'ala has put, when it contains all the subject matter of all which Allah had revealed. And the more we pay our attention, and Allah is that merciful being. Like Quran Sharif, you read it with understanding, Alhamdulillah. Without understanding, Alhamdulillah. Still you get the full benefit. And how beautifully ulama have explained, those people who have an objection that if you read Quran Sharif without understanding, what is the benefit? First of all, the sawabs are there, Allah's pleasure is there, and that is what is required. And in the huruf muqatti'at, alif lam mim, ha mim, nobody knows the meaning. But so what's the benefit even of the greatest mufassir? Allah only knows the meaning. So, and in those huruf also, Allah has kept such rumors, such secrets. And that is what I was saying, that Surah Fatiha, if we read it, and as much as we know, but with that devotion, Allah will open those meanings. With regard to the huruf muqatti'at, ulama have written, that when Allah starts opening the meanings of that on a person, He is here with us, but He is gone. Where He is, only Allah Ta'ala knows. What uloom, what ma'arif, the love of Allah Ta'ala, and we should beg of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, there was one ordinary person, like a villager, simple person, no alim or anything. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, as big as you are, as great as you are, Allah is the greatest, no limit to Allah, so much shower your forgiveness on me. Shower your mercy upon me. So we ask Allah Ta'ala also that the meanings of Surah Fatiha, of all this, O Allah, you open it on us. So anyway, if we are in namaz and we pay attention to it, lightly, not too heavy, because our minds, we are very weak. Ulama have written also, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair. And Hazrat mentioned this many times also, that Hazrat was a Hakim, and is famously known as Hakim Muhammad Akhtar, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar. So Hazrat says that from that one great benefit that I got, that in the tarbiyat and nurturing of my murid, I consider the hikmat also, that how much can the mind tolerate. Because if you do more than what your mind can take, it can have an adverse effect on a person. So how much you can tolerate. So even in our zikr, our namazes also, put our minds, but don't try and put too much pressure on the mind. It will become heavy for the mind to tolerate it, to accept it. So slightly, and on that slight also, Allah will open what doors. So anyway, if we are in our namaz, Allah will see to everything of ours out of namaz. But if we are not in namaz, though we are in the masjid, then how can we expect that all our other needs be fulfilled also? Allah give us tawfiq that we pay attention. And our namazes, the outward of our namaz also comes right. One of our good friends, and mashallah, very high deeni position, a few months ago he wrote, he says that whatever my position is, people got so much respect for me, everything. But today it just came to me that my 5 times namaz, I didn't make one namaz, not with takbir-e ula, I was masbuq in all my 5 namazes. So this consciousness that comes is also a gift from Allah. And then to worry about it. And then a person starts making his namazes. Namaz is the first point that we should really, in our practical life, iman is the greatest, but practical life, namaz is the main thing. So that we are never masbuq in a namaz. We should try our best. Try and read it with takbir-e-ula. And then we have that concentration in namaz. And for namaz, it's a very muhtam bishan. Namaz is a thing, like one mufti replied to a person who asked, that if my cell phone rings in namaz and it's got a musical tone and I left it, for example, in my pocket on some of my clothing and I hung it up and I'm in namaz and now the musical tone is going. So Allah reward these muftis, mashallah. He first of all explained that namaz, you should consider what a great, and we should make all our preparations for namaz properly. Make sure our cell phone is switched off. It should not be left on. So the namaz is a great thing that we should have great preparation for it. And we should try and prepare in advance for namaz. Keep namaz. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masrihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when a person has got namaz in his life, his whole life is in namaz. Like you finished your fajr namaz, now your worry over musalli, my zuhr. And now when you got that worry and you're thinking of it and you plan your day also in that way, that I must get my zuhr properly on time, I must read my sunnat e muakkada before my zuhr namaz, I must get my zuhr with takbir e ula, I must make my namaz in jamaat, in a masjid, a person is traveling, a person is doing his work, he's got this appointment, that meeting, he has to go and see to this work, but you plan it around that I must get my zuhr in the masjid. He says that whole time of yours is counted in Zuhar namaz. And which Zuhar? Which you want to read in the masjid. Zuhar you want to read with the jamaat. Zuhar that you want to read with concentration. You finish your Zuhar, now your worry is of Asr. Like that. You finish your Isha, now your worry is of Fajr. That I must get up. I mustn't forget to set my alarm. I mustn't forget to make arrangements that I get up. And you make dua and you have that feeling in your heart that Fajr also, I must make it with Jamaat. Something mustn't happen. Last minute, your stomach starts working. Anything else happens. Just as you're leaving the house, the phone rings. Now you think, let me see what it is. It looks like an emergency. And maybe somebody takes up some time of yours. Maybe it's not such an important matter, but that person didn't consider. He phoned at that time, and today with international time zone, somebody from overseas phoned that time. And he wants to discuss something, now you are getting late. So that worry and concern that you have got all the time, you are in namaz. So for this ummah, in the sadqa of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every moment of our life can be in great, great ibadah. In the ibadat of that superior namaz, every moment. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained, one great buzurg says, that I have hope from Allah Ta'ala, that the sawab that I get in my tahajjud, I get it in my sleep also, the same sawab. And how is that? That when we sleep, make this niyat. That, Ya Allah, you made my body such that I need sleep, we need sleep. And though Allah is above that, if Allah wants to keep us fresh and healthy without sleep, and there are those buzurgs who sleep very little, and some who hardly slept for long periods, and mashallah, they carried on, but normally, as far as asbab is concerned, after your sleep, you get nicely refreshed. So your niyat is, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping, it's your hukam. And to get nicely refreshed, so that when I get up, all my ibadah, my namaz, was proper. My wuzu also. Not that I'm half sleepy in my wuzu. Now I wonder, did I wash my face or didn't I wash it? Did I wash my hands or didn't I wash them? But you are properly, your taharat also you do properly. Your namaz also, your du'as also, your heart is in your du'as also. So you are sleeping for that purpose. So that whole sleep will be counted in that ibadah. So such people, usually we say that your sleep, you're not losing, you're not gaining. You're not committing guna also, you're not making any sawab also. But we sleep with that niyat, your whole sleep also is in a very, very great ibadah. Yeah. And as it comes that the sleep of the ulama is more virtuous than the ibadah of an abid. That is also for the same purpose. So the abid also, if he makes this niyat, then his whole night sleep, he sleeps 6 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, whatever might he sleep, but his niyat is that I must become fresh for Allah's ibadat, and more higher than that, for the khidmat of deen. That I want to serve your deen. Speak to people, call them towards your deen, make them aware of your existence. And Allah loves those ulama. It comes that who introduce people to Allah. And those people who show them the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and call them towards the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves them. So if our niyat is sleeping for that, how great isn't that sleep also? So Allah give us tawfiq. And all of this we must not forget is all in the sadqa of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the name Muhammad starts with meem, and Hazrat then, he used to go a bit in detail in Hazrat's very beautiful and unique way. He says, I challenge all the qurra of the world who know all the makharij and they write all the detail how every alphabet must be pronounced with all its sifat also properly. The makhraj must be properly, the sifat must be properly, everything to pronounce the letter meem without the lips meeting. You can never ever do it. So the name of Muhammad, your lips have to meet. And this is the same meem again of muhabbat also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's very name starts with Muhammad, with meem, and is of muhabbat, it also with to meem. And the sign of muhabbat which a person usually expresses himself with is a kiss. And a kiss also, if you want to kiss, you can't kiss without your lips meeting. You want to kiss your beautiful little child, grandchild, you hug the child, you kiss the child, but that the lips have to meet. So it shows that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sarapa in muhabbat also. And expression of muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in every aspect of our lives, we must express that muhabbat. And when our Nabi alayhi, the Quran Sharif, we explain all the kitabs of before, Allah put it in the Quran Sharif. And the authentic kitabs, not all what the people, and that again, Allah tabarak ta'ala, only for the Quran Sharif, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah ta'ala declared, only for the Quran that we will be the protectors of the Quran Sharif. And Allah ta'ala said, nahnu, we, whereas Allah is one, and in Arabic for one comes ana. وأنا له لحافظون. هلا شو تسي؟ But any government people of authority speak in the plural. We do this, we do that. Government doesn't say I. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is that great being. We remember our Shaykh and what he taught us. Yeah, the name of Allah is written. So Hazrat should say, see how it is written. And according to Arabic calligraphy, Allah can be written in different ways also. It will be still Allah. But it is required that it be written in this way, how it is written here. And the lambs that meet the two lambs, they are like a crown. If you see, it is like a crown. And then on top of that crown, the tashdeed is another crown. So Hazrat should say, Allah is قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكُ الْمُلْكُ. Allah is the king of kings, of all the kings. So Allah is the greatest king. So Allah, so to say, Allah is not like us, our bodies, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is like Allah Ta'ala. We can't fathom Allah. Therefore we have been told not to ponder in the being, the zaat of Allah. But look at all the qudrat of Allah and you will find Allah in there. Look in yourself and you will find the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So anyway, this tashdeed is a crown on a crown, because Allah is the king of all the kings from the beginning of time till the end of time. Of all the rulers, Allah is the greatest. So then if it is Allah so great, how great is, and that marifat of Allah, that when Allah opens it, then that khara zabar on top, that is an exclamation mark. Yes, Allah is so great. He is so great. Yes, Allah, who? That is He. Only Allah. There is no division in Allah. Allah is that one being. And all these great qualities are only in Allah. Now say, make your zikr, Allah, Allah, Allah. Then see what enjoyment and how Allah will come into the heart. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Allahabad used to say that when kings enter, the Quran Sharif subject is, Bilqis explained this, that when kings enter a country to conquer the country, then they destroy everything also. And they plunder. Normally that's how the people, the kings of this world work. And whoever will be their opposition, or they fear opposition from people, they either execute them or they put them into prison so that they can't cause, that they don't have any opposition. So when we say Allah like that, and Allah comes in the heart, then all Allah's opposition, shaitan and nafs and all the sins and all the evil, they are all now destroyed. They are all crushed now. They are all put into jail now. Now they won't cause you any harm. May Allah give me and us all the understanding of the great effort of zikrullah. Hey, if we make our zikr properly every day, Allah give me also tawfiq. And then see the zikr. Zikr, zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr takes the zakir and makes him rich. The one who is remembering, he will be transported and rich, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A person who is now in the solitude of his house, tahajjud time, whatever, after asr time, which is the time of zikr, and alone he's just thinking and making zikr. And if he makes the zikr properly, he will get what connection he will get with him. And even if we can't do it properly, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, and many of our other buzurgs also, that no matter what, how much of ghaflat you take Allah's name, still it will have an effect on you. And what a beautiful example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give of this. You have to have your medication. You are busy with something, and today with cell phone you are so engrossed in your phones. And your wife is putting the tablet in your mouth. She's putting the glass. You are just taking the tablet down. And afterwards you tell her, my medication. She said, you had your medication, you hardly knew. Now without you even having a little idea of that medication, by the will of Allah, only by the qudrat of Allah, it's going to have an effect on you. So the name of Allah, no matter what ghaflat Allah say, a person takes it. So much so, the name of Allah is such, as long as one person in the whole world will take the name of Allah, And in that name of Allah, just the name Abdullah is alive. And on that also, one person in the world, and Allah will keep the whole system and functioning of the world still carrying on. We know at the moment how much of sin is being committed. Open sin, brazenly, what? Denial of the existence of Allah. Speaking against Allah Ta'ala, against Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, writes that the mere existence of the Muslims, as weak as we are now, but still this little adhan takes place. How many times the name of Allah? Our five times namaz, how many times Allahu Akbar? Every time we change position, besides Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So as long as Allah's name is being taken, Allah is keeping the system of the world carry on. And what a beautiful example Buzurgs give, that if you have a bus service and your bus is running, and you have the capacity of your bus is 80 passengers, and you get full 80, you are very happy, you're getting your maximum return. But they drop to 60, 50, 40, still it is alright. But if they drop to 10 and 5, and extended period also, you'll say now, the overheads are much more than, it's not feasible. Now I can't carry on with this bus service. But Allah Ta'ala, the whole service of the world, the winds blowing, the sun coming, the effect of the rays of the sun on all the crops that grow, the fruit, everything, ripening it all, the stars, the wind, the water, the rain, Allah will keep it going as long as one person is saying Allah. So on the one side where we have to fear that our sins, and that is the cause of all the misery and what the ummah is facing, it is our guna. But still, as weak as we are, on the other side, we should also make shukr. And by shukr, Allah will increase us also. So, does this all in the sadqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, all this which Allah had given in all the scriptures which are in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Fatiha, and Allah gives us this to repeat this so often every day in our namazes, Allah puts our attention to it. And slowly, slowly a person gets this and moves in that direction and makes shukr to Allah, is going to move very far ahead. Like that, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and the great, great, great qualities Allah had given the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, all of them with perfection have been put in Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah blessed him with the beautiful voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and in more greater perfection. And to such an extent, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reading namaz, for the insan, they also used to come and gather. But making fajr namaz at Zatul Nakhla, at that place, and the jinnat come. And they also, inna sami'na Qur'an and ajaba. We have listened to what is Qur'an. The Qur'an, what a gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah make it also that the release and enjoyment of Qur'an comes into our heart. More than our cell phones, and more than our inhimak, and our encrossment in the cell phone, if that can come into our namazes, into our Quran Sharif. And to get an idea of that Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was once invited by a great alim before the partition of India and Pakistan. And on the way, the train, the old trains that they were with the coal engines, they had to change engines also on the way. At that time, it happened to be Fajr time also. Hazrat Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali had invited Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. And so they made Fajr there with Jamaat on the platform. And Maulana was performing the namaz. He was a great alim. He would perform it. And Maulana was a die-hard of sunnah. He couldn't tolerate anything that is against sunnah. At one time, in the Konkan Zila in India, Hazrat Maulana was there visiting, and Fajr namaz on a Friday, and the Imam read some surahs, not the sunnah surahs. So Mawlana immediately didn't read the Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Dahr in the Fajr Namaz. They said, Mawlana, he's not a Hafiz. So he said, why don't you put a... He said, hey, we got no Hafiz. Immediately there and then, he started a Hifz class. Got a place, got the Ustad, and started the Hifz, which today is a very great Darul Uloom. And how many Huffaz and Qurra, just that love of Sunnah, see where, from there see the Barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So yeah, on the day, it was Friday morning, and Maulana was reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda Surah Dahar. By that time they had changed the engine, they sounded the hooter, the beep of the engine that the train is going to move. The conductor came to them there and told them, now it's time that the train is going to move. And you people must get on. Some of the musallis broke and it's jayz at such a time. Break your namaz also, and they went, their goods were on the train, everything. But Maulana carried on, and with great itminan. And the train had moved out of the platform already. And after that, after namaz, then Maulana Khair Muhammad told Hazrat, Hazrat, you took so long and you read Surah Dahar. And he said, and the engine, they sounded the hooter, they beeped, everything. The conductor came here. He told us that we must move. You could have shortened your namaz. Hazrat said, I know, I could have even broken my namaz. Permission is given in Sharia on such an occasion. But he says, I did not know one bit that all this is happening. So engrossed he was in his namaz. May Allah bless us. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Madinatul Munawwara, used to say, if we have one bit of the engrossment in our food, if we have one bit of that in our namaz, more than we enjoy that food, we will enjoy our namazes. And today the engrossment in the cell phone is a more glaring example, how we are so engrossed in the cell phone. If we have one bit of that in our namaz, and we have that concentration in our namaz, without any distraction, fans are on, air con is on for summer, heaters are on, everything is comfortable for us, but no attraction of namaz. Distraction fully. All these things are, like for example, we would think, according to our thinking, that if it's very hot, very cold, how we think, hey, when can I finish namaz? I can go back home, the home is heated up, it's warm, or I got aircon at home. But yeah, every facility and every amenity, soft carpets are here. Everything, it can be storming outside. Our masjid generally are built, we don't know an idea, but we are not in namaz. And from here also Allah make us understand that when the masjids were not only kachi, they were not balpra, but a masjid was just a demarcation that this is the masjid. And with just some thorn branches of the tree they put on the side, that this is not even mud walls, nothing. But there they had that devotion in their namaz, and that concentration in their namaz, there the heat of those places, the poverty of the people, but the quality of their namaz. And on the other hand, we, with every amenity, and what is the condition of our... So the more, in this also, if we can understand, the more we go to the original, not we go to the material world, not more that we go to technology. Use technology, there is permission, it's not haram. But the more we stay to the sunnat way, the simple way, the day Allah Ta'ala make it that our one sip of water is more enjoyable to us than what our cold drinks are, than what our juices are. That is the time when we are going more closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One person who used to make bread, roti and sell. Yesterday's roti, the stale roti, he sold more expensive than the fresh roti. So everyone asked them, how does this work? Everyone wants the fresh, and the fresh must be more expensive. He says, yesterday's roti is more closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so its value is more greater. So the more we stick to that, Allah make it that if, as far as we can, our food we try and make it simple. Our weddings, we, and the essence of nikah, of sunnat nikah, is simplicity. And the life, إن البزازة من الإيمان. Simplicity is part, is a hallmark of إيمان. You see a person who's living in simplicity, he's stressing everything, food, lifestyle. The more simplicity, the more إيمان is in that person. And the more we move away, what's wrong? I wear a kurta with some designs here and some designs here. And today brand names, kurta's got BMW, kurta's got all other funny names on them. What's wrong? Is a kurta? Is I'm covering my body and a kurta is sunnah. But the more we go to the actual sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, his life was so simple. At home also, when he used to go on travels also, the same, his simple dressing. And food also, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that the more simple our food, the more healthier we will be. The less we will have to encross in dunya to earn that food, that money. Today for one person one time told me, he's traveling to the UK and the family members from there, they knew he's coming, he informed them that that specific source of a certain takeaway, you must bring that to us. Now we need things now, just you get in India, you must bring that. Just you get in Pakistan, that in Thailand, that in that place, Burma, that thing is very good. But if you are simple, your simple food is here. And Allah Ta'ala has kept ease in simplicity, in our attitude with one another. The more we have protocol, the more you want everything must be done according to protocol, etc., the more problems. Sahabiyat, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was crying at a qabr of her child or somebody who had passed away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was not only crying, but moaning, wailing, she went over the limit. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to fear Allah and to make sabr. She said, you don't know in what condition I am. Somebody told him, you know who that was? That was the Nabi of Allah. So she went to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's house. And particularly she mentioned that there were no bodyguards or anyone. In other words, to even for that lady to speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the parameters of Sharia, all that, it was easily available. There wasn't all this long protocol and all that. So that was the life of Nabi alayhi salatu. And the more we bring that in our lives, the more we will get enjoyment in life. Our simple water, when it tastes, and really from your heart, make shukr to Allah. That, Ya Allah, you gave me this water to drink. And water, the health in which is Allah has kept. And on the other hand, today we are in Makkah Sharif, we are in Medina Sharif. But we don't get enjoyment in Zamzam. Freely available. Yes, Pepsi will be on the Dasturkhan. Other things, other drinks will be there. We will enjoy that. One Maulana explained that one child with the family, today all family groups go. So he said, give me the black Zamzam. Referring to even the Pepsi, that give me the black Zamzam. But Zamzam, who of us get that enjoyment? In water if we get enjoyment, and the actual Zamzam. Today also Allah knows best that the Zamzam which we are getting, how much is it the pure Zamzam? At one time, you just tasted Zamzam and you knew this is Zamzam. But today, maybe our taste buds have also changed with time, that we don't get that anymore, what that Zamzam used to be. And also, as Maulana Yusuf Sahib explained, that one of our friends, Maulana Musa Qaji Sahib, Damat Barakatum, Jazahumullah Khair, he went also for Umrah, and a lesson for all of us, that when we sat for breakfast, you know, breakfast is included, and what a breakfast of your choice, what and what things. But then we realize that we are sitting at the table, that we made promise that we are going to try and follow every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there the intermingling of all the men and women, and all are free. Women will easily help you with something also. You help somebody with something, all that. So then we decided, I'd rather have my breakfast in my room. What a breakfast there, and compared to this, on that also Allah give us tawfiq, that in our homes also, many of us, we are Khanqais, we are Tablighis, we are Maulanas, but even, if not the other meals, perhaps all the meals also, but otherwise at least breakfast, we have to have it at the breakfast nook, and to sit down. And you put that chatai down and you think, this is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm practicing on my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah give us tawfiq. One time our Shaykh reprimanded me quite severely that when we sat down to eat, cross the legs and sat. So as I said, at least at the beginning, if you have to, if you can't sit all the time, but sit the sunnah posture, even just start it with that. Then you can change your posture. But just no consideration we have. And immediately we just sit with crossed legs, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not lean on anything when he used to eat. And what a glaring example our Shaykh was of this. Once we were in reunion, my Hazrat's very close friend, Allah grant him Jannah, yes, how many huffaz he made, what a great alim he was. He invited Hazrat, and the house was one of those old type of houses with a wooden floor. And he, to make it comfortable, he had put blankets for the people to sit on. So when Hazrat came, just this much, he saw that by sitting on the blanket, you are more higher than the dastarkhan by a few millimeters. Just a few millimeters. So Hazrat said, no, tell him to take out. And again, Allah forgive me, with my big mouth, I said, Hazrat, now everything is said, the whole room is full, there is no move, you can't move now. And he's invited so many people also. Do it now, then afterwards you explain to him. Hazrat said, do you don't tell me what I must do. I will do what I want to do and what I have to do. And Hazrat personally picked up the blanket. And Hazrat's nature, if anyone knows, was very shahana. He was like a king. He had the comfort and all that. But he sat on that hard floor. And he had his meal. So much of consideration. So all this, if we think these are the Mubarak sunnats of, this is really the real celebration, not of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of not only the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very object of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam coming into this world. Man ahya sunnati faka'annama ahyani. A person who brings my sunnati is like he brought me alive. وَمَنْ أَحْيَانِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. And who has brought me back to life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from this hadith we gather, is to bring the sunnah alive in the world. He has made me alive. And he who has made me alive, he has made love to me. And who makes love to me will be with me in Jannah. So Allah give us tawfiq that all these matters. One time we were with Hazrat in Malawi and he said, food is ready. So we went, Hazrat also came and immediately saw, now when we don't know and we must explain to people, we have to bring the sunnahs alive. Hazrat explained that Mullah Ali Qari said, Man ahya sunnati, ay man amila biha. To make a sunnah alive is merely to make amal on the sunnah. Normally we will understand from making a sunnah alive, we spread it in the people, we made all the people practice on that sunnah. But even just this extent that you practice on that sunnah, you made the sunnah alive. And especially if a person is a muqtada, a leadership type of person, if he practices, then it has an effect on all, so many other people. So anyway, when Hazrat came, he saw that it was just one sheet that was put, and the plates and the platters and everything were, there was no dastarkhan. So Hazrat told me, fix this up. I can't sit on a dastarkhan where there is no dastarkhan. And today we will just accept it. Then we tried, as we had learned from Hazrat, that put a separate dastarkhan, you sit on the sheet, whatever it may be, a blanket, and that also be lower than what the dastarkhan is. And you sit on the, and you have a dastarkhan. So how many sunnahs just in eating? And in fact, a person can become a wali of Allah just by eating. And eating good and delicious food also. And if it is halal and tayyibah, what to say of it? Hey, Allah give us tawfiq to have that consciousness of the food that we eat and what type of food. So even our eating, just our for three times a day eating. So our eating today is much more than that also. We have something after Fajr, we have a breakfast again, we have sometimes 10 o'clock tea, we have lunch again, we have 4 o'clock tea again, we have supper again, we have a nightcap again. How much of eating? And really, the Hazrat Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once went to Pakistan. After Fajr, they brought, as usual, all things. So Hazrat had it. And when they thought, this is now breakfast. Afterwards, they said, Hazrat, breakfast. They said, breakfast we had already. He didn't partake of anything else. Allah give us tawfiq that everything we feel, generally, that I've got topi, beard, kurta, wife got burqa, etc., we are now pious. But piety is way from that stuff. Especially the inside gunas. These are outside gunas, and this also must be held up, the sunnah tariqah. And when a person has love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ethically, morally, besides our dini aspect, even just you say, I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and you dress like the enemy of Islam. How can that ever click? That when we have declared our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of our ability, we our dressing also, our way of life, from morning to night, from birth to death, everything we try to bring according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah give us that reality and this love of Nabi to understand who my Nabi is. And then I must follow in his footsteps. And wherever we are, whether it is now all the what the people call the festive season, whether it is now all the parties in all the offices and places, the matrik balls and all many jalsas that take place, jalsas also all, we have to try and bring them according to the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Most probably it was Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali or one of our buzurgs who said that Quran Sharif and knowledge of deen, when done for the pleasure of Allah, there is nothing greater than that in the world. Everything together cannot come one but near this great knowledge of Nabuwat, of Quran Sharif. But if it is done for Ghairullah, then there is nothing worse than that in the world. Though you are learning Quran Sharif, though you are graduating as an alim, though you are doing everything, but if it is not done for the pleasure of Allah, then you have sold the Quran Sharif. You have sold the Sunnah and the Nabi, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for some petty gains of this dunya, just for some enjoyment. Allah forgive us that many, many of our jalsas which we have in the name of deen today, but the whole system of it and the direction of it is all the Western way or what we call a modern way or a liberal way. So Allah protect us that definitely فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Allah gave you Quran Sharif, your child became a Hafiz, you became a Hafiz, it's something to show your happiness to Allah. But be done in the way that Allah loves also. Hazrat Maulana Jafar Sahib Damat Barakatum of Bangladesh, who visits us also regularly, he explained one time, a member of parliament, his daughter, had become Hafizah, I think perhaps at the age of 8. So he also wanted to have a jalsa, and he explained to him how, or every. So he says, fear Allah. That Allah that gave this Hifz Quran to your daughter, the same Allah has got this power and strength to take it away also. Don't make that jalsa now according to all how customary everyone does. The amount of wastage, the amount of, Allah knows for name, fame, what we do. So we should fear Allah Tabarakta. And the main thing that we bring the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we keep Nabi Alayhi Salaam. There is no Muslim genuinely that hasn't got that love. Everyone has got that love. It has to be nurtured. It has to be cultured. It has to be refined. Not just the word love, but in practice when it comes. That we practice upon that. And at that time, what will the family say? We will get lot of criticism. What will the people say? And what will my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? I claim his love so much and I do everything against his way, and we are weak. We make tawbah istighfar. We falter all the time. But have that cherish. The first is the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah fill our hearts with that. And then we try and learn the sunnahs also. That is also one very important. This iraz of ours. That's just a don't care attitude. I'm just carrying on in my life. Whatever the sunnahs are, they are. I'm just carrying on. How I'm doing things, I'm carrying on. No, try to find out in everything what was my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnah. In my dressing, in my wudu, in my namaz. How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam make his sajda? How did he, when he raised his hand, how did he raise his hand? All these things, Allah make it that it, those are the points of discussion when we meet also. Today, unfortunately, perhaps when we called, so-called ulama also meet, perhaps we discussing any and everything but deen. And the Quran Sharif warns us that those people, when Allah alone, when deen talks place, then they are restless. They can't take it. And you talk of anything else besides Allah Ta'ala, then they are fully at home. Sports, everyone can contribute to it. Weather, everyone will contribute. Politics, everyone will contribute. The minute you start the talk of deen, then everyone starts falling asleep, feeling sleepy now. Everyone appointed here, remembers I've got an appointment, and I have to go there, and I have to go there. May Allah make it that we start enjoying the, like water we enjoy, zamzam we enjoy, above all the other drinks that there can be. When the talks of deen, our namaz we enjoy, our Quran Sharif we start enjoying, then that is when the iman will be building within us, that we will enjoy making namaz. You made dua, and you thought that I made dua for 5 minutes, and when you realize you had made dua for half an hour. Now you haven't got time for your other ma'amulat. Your time is gone, but you were so engrossed with Allah. And in your du'as, you got so engrossed with Allah Ta'ala that you were like in a different world. Hazrat our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib explains that one time there were a group of senior ulama, awliya. And most probably it was Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pertabgari Rahmatullah Ali was also with them. They were all sitting and he made salam. He said, Hazrat, what salam is this? We are all together all the time. Salam is made at the beginning. What salam is this? He says, no, I wasn't with you people. I just came back now. They were somewhere else. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his tahajjud, where was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? For that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Buzurgani Deen explained that the two sunnahs of Fajr and then just a little bit rest, and he should speak to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha again a little bit. He says that he used to come down from another realm, complete different realm. Now to come back, he has to lead the ummah in Fajr namaz, make imamat now. He to come back to the world again. So he would have two Fajr sunnahs, just a little bit like no sleep in there, just a little rest, just to come back again. And he used to speak to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is when Allah blesses us. And this is the purpose of our life. And at the time of maut, when we will understand that I spent my life building my empire, worried about my home, what I did for my holidays, I did for myself, what did I do for my akhirat? With what am I going to Allah Ta'ala? That eternal life. And may Allah save us. At that time, who is there for us? When a person goes in his qabr, all alone. There is nobody with him. And then your very close and dear ones will put the planks on you. And they will be most probably the first ones to start throwing sand on you. And the sand also won't just fill the qabr to level, but they will make sure they throw more higher, that like the hump of a camel is formed on the qabr. All that. And if you were there and you are with your beloved there with Allah, you are just too happy. And may Allah protect us, forgive all our marhumeen, have mercy upon all of them. And when we are at the qabr, when we get the news of somebody passing away, it's not just a news item. Immediately, whatever, just read La ilaha illallah 2-3 times. Pass that, it's a great sawab you are passing. best these three times, Qul Huwa Allah. But today the news is given and no du'as are made. And the people who are left behind make du'a for them. Allah be their protector. Allah be their guard. Allah be their guardian. And the person who is in the qabr, he needs du'as at that time very, very much from us. That now he is being questioned. That, oh Allah, you keep him firm when he is being questioned now. And the questioning by Munkar Nakir is no simple thing also. It is also a thing. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah reward our Mashaykh, Hazrat Shaykh and all our Mashaykh, how they have gone out of their way to explain to us. And Allah reward the ulama till today, that where the talks they are having, the kitabs they are printing, bayans they are making, all this is that we can come into this reality. Today, generally, who of us thinks that how my mort is going to come? We are seeing people dying every day. But do I think that how my mort is going to come? What will be my condition at that time? And mort, Hazrat Shaykh has written in Mort Ki Yaad, that it is no easy marhala, no easy stage that a person passes. It is a difficult stage, very difficult stage. And Hazrat has explained various things that how difficult that, and we are all going to face it. And nothing is in our hands. It is all in the hands of Allah. And we got no choice but to beg of Allah. We can't force Allah. We can't bribe Allah. We haven't got anything but to be sheer beggars. And when that reality comes into us, that I'm nothing but a beggar in front of Allah. And I don't even know how to beg. And Allah has been so kind, my begging bowels He gave me. And so easy, what technology of Allah. You just put your hands together and your begging bowl is made. Middle of the night you woke up, sleep is not coming, don't complain, no sleep, use your begging bowl. In fact, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you wake up at night, bed bugs have bitten you, etc. Instead of being more worried of calling the people pest control and all that, you understand that Allah's alarm clock has woke you up. Allah's alarm clock is working and Allah is waking you up that my banda, I'm thinking about you and you fast asleep. You also, and how our Shaykh, an embodiment of kindness and mercy, you know, that Hazrat used to say, you are too lazy to get up and go and make wuzu, to go and make two rakats of namaz. Just at least sit up in your bed. Just raise your hand and beg of Allah tabarakat. And try that and see how quickly sleep again comes. Then shaitan will put you back to sleep very quickly again. But if you don't think of Allah, then you'll still stay awake. And your night will go and you didn't sleep. But just think of Allah Ta'ala and shaitan will make sure he'd rather put him back to sleep. He is better off sleeping. So Allah Ta'ala has made it. And this begging bowels also. How? And the adab which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to explain, that pick up your hands up to your second button, Hazrat used to say, in front of your chest. And your qibla of your hands must be the arsh of Allah. Our qibla in namaz is towards Kaaba Sharif. And the qibla of the hands, Allah make us mark sometimes when you encross, then you put your hands close together, you make it all different. But the correct way is that you keep your hands in this way. And you make it like a begging bow. And to keep the two hands a little separated also. And then little the fingers also. So in other words, your begging bow is broken also. And in, you are saying so to say to Allah that if you will put a little bit, it will just fall through. So put a lot in my begging bowl. A poet says, Hazrat quotes, that my left is too small. When your rahmat comes, so much it is coming, I can't collect it in my rahmat. In my left, I can't collect it. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is pouring down His rahmat. And then... our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, he said that Allah has put the whole keyboard of all the connections with Allah. Today if somebody in security gives you his number and tells you any problem, this is my own personal number. You just phone me and I will sort out all your matters. Or anyone else, any problem you got, Allah gave it to every person. Even to the non-Muslims. Every person, if we pick up our hands, we'll see in the right hand is 18 written in Arabic, Allah wrote it. And in the left hand, 81. So the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala, which are the, Allah's names are unlimited. Allah is unlimited, his name. But which have come in one hadith. Inna lillahi tis'un wa tis'ina isman. 99 names. So Allah gave you the whole keyboard. You want peace? Ya Salamu. Ya Salamu. You want Shifa? Ya Shafi. You want Barakat? You ask of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you want, now Allah gave you. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah Ali says, when you pick up your hands like this, it is like now the whole dunya is not only in your hands, it is under you are in control of the whole dunya now. Now you just go ask Allah and ask Him what you want to, and He is going to give it to you. You are now in control of the whole dunya. Allah bring us to that, and this is all in the sadqa of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And let us think that we should not be following the ways of the kuffar, not in our lifestyle, not in our dressing, no festive season, no Christmas parties, no Xmas gifts, nothing of this sort whatsoever. For a Muslim, my Nabi is my model. My Nabi is my everything, and I will follow in His way. And together with that, we are all weak, we all falter, tawbah, istighfar, all the time. But the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to learn His sunnah, to practice upon His sunnah, to propagate His sunnah, Allah bless us all with these realities, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us in our lives also, and at the time of maut, and make dua for the ummah at large. What is happening in Syria? When you get the reports, we can't hear them. People have to stop, ask them to stop. You can't hear what is happening. Kashmir, what is happening? The Rohingya Muslims in China, what is in Mali, throughout the world. And we are still just getting on, enjoying as we are, as though there is nothing happening. Babri Masjid, more than my own house is gone away, is a serious matter. The house of Allah, they're going to build the mandir. Allah change it in His qudra. And Allah give them all hidayat also. So we should be concerned about, we just carelessly say, I don't know what's happening there. Any news? No, we are not interested also. A masjid is going to be, Allah Ta'ala forbid, where mandir is going to, where idols are going to be worshipped. And for me, it's like nothing. No, we should be concerned. Du'as we all can make. Nobody else. And du'as don't cost even the poorest money person any money. That concern for the ummah and concern for Nabi alayhi salatu and this love of the ummah and concern of the ummah is such a great ibadat also in the eyes of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Make dua for all the ulama who speak the truth and they are lingering in the jails. And what tortures they are going through, what their families are going through. And there are many, many Arab ulama also of various countries who are just being put in jail for just for speaking the truth. So make dua for all who are ill, who have got problems, marital problems, financial problems, whatever. Make dua, Allah give us all afiyah and let us come on the deen and realize who our Nabi is and to follow in his lifestyle.